A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate, and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district, down upon the Arabah, and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which make it fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord.
The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High.
First letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, Like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely, Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be wondering this morning why we interrupt the regular Sunday in the liturgical cycle to celebrate this feast day of the dedication of St. John's Basilica, not in Canton, Ohio, but in Rome. This feast day preempts the regular Sunday because of its preeminent historic significance, dating back, well back into antiquity. This feast day shows us just also how deep in history our Roman Catholic faith goes. And so let me share a bit of that history with you this morning. Today marks the anniversary of the dedication of the Cathedral Church of Rome, not St. Peter's, but St. John's, on land owned by the Laterani family by Pope St. Sylvester I on November the 9th in the year 324. For those who may be counting, that happened 1,701 years ago today, November the 9th. St. John's is the cathedral church of Pope Leo, who is not only the Holy Father for the Universal Church, but also the bishop of the city of Rome. This basilica is the mother and head church of all the churches of Rome and throughout the entire world, encompassing, yes, all of us here in Canton, Ohio, at St. John's beautiful basilica and St. Peter's Church as well. St. John's Basilica in Rome was the residence of popes from the 4th century until their moving to Avignon in France in the year 1309. St. John's has also served as the site for 5 ecumenical councils. Pope Innocent X commissioned the present structure in 1646. And beneath its high altar there at St. John's rest the remains of a small wooden table or altar on which it is thought St. Peter himself celebrated Holy Mass. Besides its preeminent antiquity, today's feast also affords us the opportunity to reflect on who we are as church and as people of God through the rich sacred scripture readings we have for today's Mass. And so let us take another look at those 3 readings. The first reading from the prophet Ezekiel describes a vision that he had of a temple and water coming from that temple flowing out north and south, east and west. And wherever that water would flow, there would be a flourishing of life, fish teeming in the waters, lush vegetation, trees, fruit trees, and leaves serving as medicine. There would be a vibrant flowing of life wherever those waters would move, even down to the Dead Sea, the Holy Land, which is heavily saline, contains much salt, nothing can live there. But Ezekiel says, that water makes fresh even the Dead Sea salt water. Wow, it is really something. The vision of Ezekiel is very, very symbolic and deep in meaning. And it was taken up by the Second Vatican Council in its constitution on the sacred liturgy, which says that the liturgy, especially Holy Mass, is the summit to which all the activity of the church is directed, and the fountain, get that imagery, the fountain from which all her power flows. As we gather here this day, we gather here as God's people. This is the summit towards which all the activity of the church is directed. We take all of our whole lives here, coming to beautiful St. John's. And we hear God's word. We also are refreshed and nourished by the body and blood of Christ, and those graces are to flow out from us in all different directions. The holy water at the doors of the church here remind us of that. Going south, going west, going east, going north, these flowing waters flow out from us. This was made home to me this past week as I attended the funeral of former mayor of Canton, Sam Persis. And in the course of his funeral, his son said that his dad didn't keep the faith inside the church. He said, my dad took his faith outside the church. and distinguished himself as an outstanding public servant, bringing a lot of good things in Canton, Ohio. Also, not only a servant leader, but an outstanding educator who taught thousands of young people. We also see that here at St. John's, don't we, with the beautiful, traditional, long-standing Samaritan's table, that you provide food for the hungry, drink to the thirsty. That exemplifies this vision of Ezekiel. Or St. Peter's, that continues to maintain a school for inner city children, teaching them. These are exhibits of that flowing water, flowing from the heart of the church, making fresh what is often a very stale, dry world. St. Paul, in our second reading, in his letter to the Corinthians, says that we are God's building. We are God's building. He asks the question, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Each of us, from the day of the waters of our baptism, have become a living stone inhabited by God Himself in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are living stones. And when we come together, we are a living dwelling place in which the Spirit of God dwells, a building, a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. This building of St. John's is only called a church because of the people who inhabit it and come to it. We are the church. And we are then to be commissioned at the end of Mass, go forth and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. Go forth south, go forth west, go forth east, go forth north, and let those waters of grace flow out as you bless yourself today with the holy water at those fonts in all different directions. And finally, the Gospel of St. John gives us the account, the dramatic account of our Lord driving the money changers out from the courts, the outer courts of the temple in Jerusalem. And he says, stop making my Father's house a marketplace. This reminds us that the church building itself also has special honor and is sacred, that this space here is sacred space. It is a space, a place for the worship and praise of God. It is our Father's house. This is a house of prayer, and it should not degenerate simply in having social time together or, God forbid, commercialism as well. It needs to be treated as a sacred space with reverence and with respect. These are two beautiful jewels that we have here in the center of Canton, St. John's and St. Peter's. And we ought to be very grateful for the legacy of those who have gone before us and pray that this building may continue to serve as a sacramental sign of who we are as God's people who form the church. As I prepared for Mass this morning, I came across in the Liturgy of Hours, in the first hours called the Liturgy of Readings, this reflection from St. Caesarea of Ars that gives us a beautiful, beautiful meditation and an exhortation of a deeper meaning of what this feast calls us to. He writes, my fellow Christians, do we wish to celebrate joyfully the birth of this temple? Then let us not destroy the living temples of God and ourselves by works of evil. I shall speak clearly to all who understand, so that all can understand. Whenever we come to church, such as we do here this morning at St. John's, he says, we must prepare our hearts to be as beautiful as we expect the church to be. Isn't that beautiful imagery? This beautiful space of St. John's. We want to have ourselves our hearts be as beautiful as this place. Do you wish to find this basilica immaculately clean? Then do not soil your soul with the filth of sin. Do you wish this basilica to be full of light? God too wishes that your soul be not in darkness, but that the light of good works shine in us, so that he who dwells in the heavens may be glorified. Just as you enter this church building, so God wishes to enter into your soul, for he promised, I shall live in them, and they shall walk the corridors, and I shall walk the corridors of their hearts. God lives in us, and God walks the corridors of our hearts. And in our hearts, there's that grace of the Holy Spirit flowing out, transforming this world with the love and the goodness of God revealed in Jesus, his Son. We are the church. And so as you go forth today towards the south or towards the west or towards the east or towards the north, bless yourself with holy water and recall the graces that you received today in God's Word and Holy Communion, and go forth and water this dry, often stale world with the vitality, the vibrancy, the life, the healing that comes from living the gospel of Christ. We are sent forth after each and every Mass at the end. Go forth, proclaim the gospel by your life.